When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The information depicted in this podcast is purely for informational purposes only. Please consult your healthcare professional before making any changes to your lifestyle or routine.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas, and I am the founder of Ergogenic Health. Together in this podcast series, we will go underground to explore cutting-edge health and human performance insights that you simply cannot search on Google to help you upgrade your existence. So, without any further ado, let's jump into today's episode. What's up, fam? Lucas here. I want to take a moment to announce a couple of things to all my new listeners on the podcast. Firstly, if you're looking to upgrade your brain function, whether that be through reducing brain fog, enhancing verbal fluency, improving confidence, motivation, drive, or even orgasm intensity, then check out my nootropics course, which can be found on my website at www.ergogenic.health. And you'll see at the top, it will say courses, where you can use the discount code BYB15 to save 15% off. In addition, I also have a sleep optimization masterclass and a testosterone optimization course that can also be accessed on my website. Again, you can use the same discount code BYB15 to save 15% off. Welcome back to another episode of the Boost Your Biology podcast. Today is actually a very different episode because we're not going to be talking about something that we're all familiar with. We're actually going to be delving into a technology that's very unique and up and coming. Specifically, we're going to be looking at what's known as IC complexes and infopathy. So today I'm joined in with Anton Fedorenko and Daniel Kniebel. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you. Welcome. Thanks, Lucas, for having us.
Awesome. So I guess, Daniel, maybe did you want to start and let my listeners know a little bit more about you and how you came about this particular technology?
Well, I started to train people. I make it a long story short. So I started to train people in 1999, actually, athletes, pro athletes. And then I was very fast connected to Charles Poliquin, where I saw with Nick Diatsos, I saw a frequency machine. They used it for therapy, and I didn't understand it. And so I forgot about it a few years, but then I found another machine, started to work with frequencies. And one day I asked myself, okay, if everything in our environment, if the whole world actually is frequency, information, light, why shouldn't I be able to simulate everything that exists in terms of signals? And then I researched, and then I found Jacques Bendis, and then I found Anton. And I am still thankful every day that I was so lucky to found you, Anton. And then I started to order the first IC pad. It was a small blue one with a cable and one of the first IC pads they had. And then I started to experiment because I wasn't sure if I could believe what I saw and what I read in the research. And then I started to drink allergy water. And from that day on, I didn't have any allergy anymore because when I drink the water, the allergy just disappears within 10 to 15 minutes. And it's the case with every single person we tested. And that was my way from sports strength conditioning to frequencies for athletes to infopathy and Anton Fedorenko. That's a long story, very short. And now amazing. I simulate everything that exists.
Amazing, amazing. Anton, do you have anything to add to that?
I was actually, I remember the day Daniel, so because that few years ago, I think 3 years ago, I was pretty much looking in everybody who would come on the platform and start using it. And I remember, okay, Daniel, he has this unique domain, something from Germany. So I went and started looking into him and see like, wow, this is really cool guy. And it was like funny. I like a few days after I had a dream that I came to Germany and visited Daniel and saw his like people, his friends. And then actually like about 1 year later, I actually went to Germany and met Daniel. It was really great and I'm grateful.
Wow. Amazing, amazing. So I guess, guys, I want to kick off the conversation with giving my listeners a bit of an understanding as to, like, what is this technology and, like, where did it really stem from?
Yeah, so from how I was introduced to whole this technology, whole this phenomenon, it was about 10 years ago. And I was initially like student and they asked me to do research on publications and related like research in this area, how objects emit signals, like biological objects can emit signals, cells can communicate with each other. And then how can we generate signals and affect those cells with the signal and see how their lives going on. And another area was that signals can be derived from the substance and then applied to the biological organisms and also have an effect. Then I was working with different practitioners and they would be using this technology for many years. They would be having those devices with big databases where they put water or some other substance and they transfer signals into their water and patient would drink that water. Yeah, and what we wanted to do, we wanted to just make this technology more available for people. So create a database which would be available online for everyone and then they would go there and try it, use it for themselves. And mm-hmm. So like we create the signals here, Daniel's create the signals here. And besides just signals derived from substances, every substance has unique spectrum, etc. We also have signals which generated based on different algorithms. And also Daniel generated those algorithms because he know something that not everybody knows. So he can, he make the signals also up, put them on the infopathy, people can use it.
Mm-hmm. And I might just add in, for those listening in terms of what's currently available in terms of these signals and frequencies that people can select, we're talking all things from immune to lymphatic health to circulation to digestive function, so broad spectrum. So Daniel, do you want to sort of touch on that and explore, first of all, how do you go about actually creating these signals and these algorithms?
Okay, some of the technology is kind of a secret because Anton and the scientists invested a lot of time to invent it. But actually, if you just talk about the process, what you do is you need the substance, the original substance. So there are different processes to create signals. I go just very shortly into details in each of the segments we have. So what you take is you take a real substance, you put it in a kind of physical computer connected setup, which is classical lab work actually. Then you kind of dilute it and then you send an activator into the substance and then you can record the signal that is just going out of the substance. And in the signal, there's the informational field. It's a field information of the substance itself. And then you can just record it on the computer, kind of modulate it, and then you can just listen to it actually, play, one part is listening, one part is programming water, and the other part we do is also PEMF, which is pulsed electromagnetic field therapy. So what we have right now is a platform where you can just therapy yourself, help yourself with every aspect of health. So you have to imagine you have a platform where you can just digitalize or just download digital substances from every aspect, every substance you can imagine, you can download it. So magnesium, ginseng, B vitamins, sildenafil, you know, Viagra, and whatever, you know, whatever we put into the physical setup can be digitalized. Mm-hmm. And the PEMF signals are created on different ideas from different scientists. Some of them are patented as well for a very long time. So it's science, actually. All we do is science. It's not esoteric or whatever. It's mathematics, it's physics, it's quantum physics, actually. And it's very important for mankind. But anyway, in the PEMF section, you can influence organs with electromagnetic fields. The FDA approved PEMF for example, for bone healing, for, I guess, depression, for some other conditions. So PEMF is very well researched as well. And now imagine you have a PEMF signal, which is created on different ideas than the ICs. With the PEMF, you have to create frequencies and waveforms and combinations of those. But with the, if you combine, for example, the ICs, the informational copies of real substances with PEMF, you have setups for every health issue you want to attack, or for sports, for example, we see soccer players, they are the oldest guys on the field and they're the fastest and they're never injured. Because you can just, if you want to simulate EPO, and you can just drink it and you get an endurance kick. But the very important fact is signals can never have side effects. So no matter if you use audibles, if you use ICs, if you use PEMF, if you use whatever kind of signal, you can never create a side effect because you have no pharmacokinetics, which means, and no pharmacodynamics, which means there's no substance that has to be taken in, have an, a kind of enzymatic breakdown where you create toxic metabolites, a signal. The idea is based on the so-called, on Bendis' ideas as well, and also on some other scientists, on the kind of resonating receptor phenomena, which means even the core of the atom has a so-called, in German, Eigenschwingung, its own resonance, a zero-point resonance, if you want to. And because you can never know where a molecule is in terms of time and space, you have a vibration, and this vibration is very exact to the substance characteristics. Mm. And just one more word, water is the key to therapy on the platform. Why? Because the body is 70% or more water. And when you look at the theory, we have ether, space, akasha, actually, the room, you know, the connection where everything is connected. And this informs water and this informs life. That's the step, creation, water, life. Mm-hmm. And if you know how to structure and form water, then you can steer kind of control processes in life, which is biology.
Mm, amazing. So, Daniel, what I want to do is go back a few steps. I know you mentioned the PEMF, P-E-M-F, yeah. Therapy. I'm quite well versed in that. I know that there's thousands of clinical trials demonstrating benefits across a broad spectrum of conditions, you know, healing, helping with parasite removal, things like that. So maybe do you want to explain how the ICPAD can take or utilize PEMF? Explain some of those PEMF frequencies that people can utilize, like things.
Okay. This is the ICPAD. It has two or even more functions, but two obvious ones, which is light and an electromagnetic field. The cell is very responsive to electromagnetic information, which means if you hit the cell with the information, you change, for example, the charge of the cell. If you want to have a healthy cell, you need minus 70 to minus 90 microvolts. So then you have detoxification, then you have oxygen, then you have nutrients, then you have everything you need in terms of cell communication. And with the PEMF signals, you can also control calcium ion channels, which means you can control gene expression, enzymatic pathways, whatever. So it's very well researched. I have a very nice presentation also in English about it. And you have to differentiate a little bit when we talk about PEMF, because like always, I mean, you have good trainers, you have not so good trainers, whatever. So PEMF was actually done in the first research with single frequencies and sinus waves only. Then they shifted and researched also square waves. So we have different waveforms. A square wave is like a classical square, and the sinus is more what we use to harmonize things like the Schumann resonance, which is also very beautiful sinus wave. Okay. So what we do is we take it a little bit further. We combine all these ideas to very new programs. So depending on the system, So depending on the system you want to attack, either it's a gene or it's a parasite or it's an organ or a nerve or brain tissue, you have to set up different frequency informations with different waveforms. And this is what we do. And once you hit the cell, you can film it with dark field microscopes. Then you can see how the blood declots when you use PEMF. The kind of oxygen goes into the cell. Whatever you need to get a healthy cell, PEMF is able to do. And it's not just one frequency, 3 hertz sinus, but it's a combination of frequencies. And when I turn it on, I can show it later on maybe, you will see it's kind of a light show. And this is the function that is very important. Blue light has the deepest penetration depth in water and into the human body as well. So it's a good spectrum to inform water and light. And the cell communication is photons based on POPS research, and it's electromagnetics and it's field information, which you don't even see. So you have a hologram, really holographic reality that informs the cell and the receptor and also steers the electromagnetic information. It's a kind of hierarchy of information levels from torsion fields to informed torsion fields, which interact, create a hologram, which creates reality and biochemistry.
Amazing.
Crazy, really. So I've also seen it mentioned like binaural beats, because I know a lot of my listeners will be familiar with that. How does that fit in here? Like, is that somewhat similar? Like, is it eliciting some sort of similar frequency at all? Or
yes, because the research about the brain function is that it has sinus waves and very clear frequency spectrums like alpha, beta, theta, hertz, whatever. So So what you do is, if you know how to play the right wave function, you can also influence brain function. But the idea of brain waves is a very broad, very basic idea of wave and frequency therapy. But if you have an iPhone and you use, for example, Banzai Labs app, you can use different other ones as well, but I like this one. Or you just go to the App Store and search for brainwaves. You find so many therapy programs if you want to, and also athletic programs. So you can increase reaction speed, endurance, whatever you want to, regeneration, just by putting frequencies on the earphones. And the theory is you send one frequency to one ear and the other one to the other one. And then in the stem, in the brain stem, you create a kind of interference. And this kind of contains the information to steer the different reactions of the brain in a very basic setup, I would say. But very good to use for the layman, for people that don't want to think too much. Very easy to use.
Awesome. So, Daniel, I really would like to explore some of the performance enhancing benefits. I know you've got an athletic background. You know, my audience is into performance enhancing thing, like, you know, I'm into weight training and, you know, dropping body fat, increasing muscle growth. What can we do from the hormonal perspective? Like, have you seen any shifts there?
Oh, yes, for sure. We tested it, for example, with the EPO signal, and we had a swimmer, and he was able to do in every training we did, he was able to do in 60 minutes, he was, 85 lines. We tried to keep every parameter we could stable. Then we gave him the EPO water and he did 105 lines in the same time.
I might add in, for those listening in, he's referring to EPO, which is erythropoietin, the hormone that creates, you know, red blood cells. So you're basically leveraging the power of erythropoietin, which is the job of that hormone is to create red blood cells, right? So that's part
oxygen. Yeah, and you simulate the drug and you have no blood clotting. You don't have to lie around in your hotel at night with your feet high in the air like the bike athletes have to do all the time. When you want to know in pro sports who's on EPO, just sit in the hotel in the middle of the night and then you just see who walks around all the time, because these are the guys on EPO. They need to move, otherwise they get blood clots. So if you're an FDA or whatever doping guy, just sit around, drink a coffee, and you will find the guys you search for. But anyway, We did it with a pro athlete in track and field. She won the U21 indoor championships, and she's 17. Sure. We did it with a very old soccer player. He was the fastest on the field in the game, and he was never injured. And before that, and I can send you an article in German about it, before that they wanted to stop him from, or just get him out of the team because he was so old and they were feared he got injuries. No, he was not injured. He was the best on the field. He played every game. We gave him testosterone water. We gave him EPO water. We gave him creatine water, BCAA, you name it. Everything that could improve performance in sports was into him. And then the WADA came, the German doping and NADA doping agencies, and they tested him, and he was completely clean. And the same with the girl in the track and field. She was completely clean. You cannot get kind of metabolic kind of rests in your urine, for example, from a signal. Okay. Should it come from? You have nothing to break down, so you have nothing that is left over, so you have nothing that is kind of measurable in the urine. But what you can do is actually you can measure the hormones in the lab, and you will see an increase of testosterone very, very, very pronounced.
Wow.
We did it with a guy from a soccer club, and he didn't believe us, so he took his testosterone before and after. I can send you the values if you want to.
Please
and
do.
He went in 12 days, he went from 299 NGML to 489 MGNL, which was the hugest amount he ever had measured in history.
That's insane. You know, it just makes me think, you know, when it comes around to the doping test, and they'll be like, oh, you know, like you're going to have to, you know, do a blood test, and like, what are you doing? No, I'm just drinking some water.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we do. But it's not just some water. It's like when people call it dark energy or dark space, they just don't know what's going on. They just don't see what's going on. So they believe there's nothing. But in the water, there's a huge amount of information.
Mm.
In the water, when we talk about water, we have consciousness. So if I feel bad, the water feels bad. Actually, it's true. Mm. We have structure, which means we can have like Pollex, easy water with the exclusion zones. We can have hexagonal water. We can have kind of microclusters, which are very unstable, but we can create them for some picoseconds. So we can create nanochains in the water. So you can just, water is a highly exceptional, intelligent, and amazing substance, which is the basis of life together with light and frequency and information.
Mm.
And there was no kind of biochemistry at the beginning of life. It was just information.
Mm. Well said, well said. So, Daniel, what about, I know you said it lacks the typical, you know, toxicity or side effects. So in terms of a dosage protocol, what's the dose escalation relationship? Like, is it, should they administer the yeah.
Great. I'm a bit sad right now because Anton is not saying anything because people in the audience have to understand that Anton is the guy who did very basic first revolutionary research on that. He's from physics and mathematics. And in the research, I read from him and from others at the beginning, there was a dosage kind of range between 200 ml and 2 liters per day. So in the research, they said very clearly, and Anton knows the scientists personally, he was one of them, they say very clearly, if you drink between 200 ml and 2 liters, you get the effect. There's no overdosage, so the body stops once he thinks, or the universe, the field thinks it's okay. So the signals are more like adaptogens. They're more like ginseng or ashwagandha or bacopa, you know. They can never overturn something. So they're healthy for animals, kids, pregnant women, lactating women. They are just healthy and safe for everyone.
Mm.
So you cannot create any damage. I mean, when you take the water bottle and hit someone with it, okay. Or you take the IC pad and throw it at someone, okay. But otherwise, it's completely safe. You will not get any side effects. And for example, when we talk about pro sports and athletics and health, one thing that you need to control is the brain. So you just take the brain water. You drink piracetam, for example. You take methylene blue, you take acetyl L-carnitine, for example, and you just mix it in, you drink it, the brain booster, and then you perform like hell. You can combine it with the brain detox PEMF, with the trauma PEMF to reset the stress axis, because when we look at pro sports, what you see is a lot of cortisol a lot of stress and not enough testosterone to counteract it, which connects to injury, performance, recovery, regeneration, whatever, you know. So what we need to do is we need to fix the brain. We need to fix the hormones. For example, oh, we had a beautiful example in one of my rooms. I created a DOMS PEMF against delayed onset muscle soreness.
Ah.
And I had 8 out of 10 pec soreness. I used the PEMF once and it was 0 out of 10. We had a guy in the group, I can send you all the texts and the messages and the pictures, and he did 100 lunges. There was a kind of challenge. And he said, normally you shouldn't be able to walk. And he used the PEMF and the muscle pain water, and it was completely gone without any consequences. So when we look at pro sports, and if you want to recover fast and train every day and perform like hell, testosterone is used in pro sports for recovery. So you can train 3 times a day instead of 3 times a week. And if you just drink the signals, you can just simulate the same effect. You can burn, we created sickness from ketones. So you can just drink ketones and just burn body fat. You can do whatever you want to. For example, the infection killer we created, it's antivirals, antibiotics, blah, 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 some biofilm busters for the bacteria. So if you get a kind of sore throat, you drink it, it's gone. And I mean, it's gone.
Wow.
You never get a cold anymore. And if you get it and you drink it, normally you say in Germany, it comes 7 days, it stays 7 days, goes 7 days. No, it comes one day, it goes the next day.
Unreal.
It's unbelievable. You can imagine this system, and I'm talking about quotes from scientists. This is the medicine. This is the healthcare of the future. Imagine you sit in your home and you just program your body and the water and you drink it. And you can do your own healthcare at home. You can increase performance like you want to, job performance, sleep. Oh, I'm tired when I wake up. No, you're not, because you use signals like adrenal support and then you just wake up. It's just energy is modulable. Like you can just modify it into whatever you want to. You know, energy is not fixed like matter. You know, when I have a field and the field tells this plug to be like this, then it's over. But when you know how to steer the field information that creates the matter, then you can just change it like this.
Amazing, amazing. Anton, I've got a question for you just in regards to, I guess for the early adopters so far, those that have, you know, started using the technology, they bought an IC pad, like what have been like the most popular complexes that people have been using? Like what have you found?
Yeah, so recently what people mostly using, it's related to like viruses and immune system. And in general, like you can always see what is more popular and what was most used just on the website. If you go on the main catalog and then click sort by transfers. So far, actually, the most popular complex was created by Daniel and it calls happy water. Yeah, actually.
Really? It is?
Okay, top 10 most used complexes are created by Daniel. Oh,
I explained you what I did.
Yeah, so happy water, next one with Fat Keto Boost 2.0 and the balance, super sleep plus CBD. Yeah, this one's most popular so far.
Wow, I comment shortly.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't want to, but I have to just shortly comment on happy water. If you look at the ingredients, if you would take a single one of them, you're already very happy. If you combine them, you're just lying on the floor and you might never wake up again. So if you, the thing is, you can create combinations that would never be possible in normal biochemical reality. And then I just thought, okay, I don't like people to be sad. I don't like sad people and unhealthy people. So I created happy water, which we use together with the trauma and concussion protocols. And people that have kind of psychological issues, you know, like depression or bad mood or whatever, they drink it and every single person is happy afterwards. Every single person we tested it, severe depression, just a little bit sad, just a little bit down, doesn't matter. People got healthy and they got happy and they stay like this. They don't get back to where they come from. So there were people, they were just crying at my door, and I'm not kidding, they were crying. They were in therapy, everything was good, but they wanted to get healthy, diet, movement, blah, blah, blah. I gave them happy water, I didn't even know, and they were happy. And they were in therapy for 5 years. And after that, the psychologist came to me and asked me what I did and got the same treatment.
Crazy.
You cannot imagine. Digestion. You drink, for example, a leaky gut water, and you can see a difference in digestion right away. Mm. You can do whatever you want to. It's just the God's playground.
I had a look at the formula for the happy water. One of the ingredients, one of the compounds, Fenibut. Have you? Because I know that very well.
You take it for real?
I've used it before. Yeah, yeah. It's a powerful anti-anxiety nootropic, like very well known.
Yeah. So no one has fear anymore once you fix the amygdala and drink happy water. It's really cool.
Mm. So in terms of, what about from a sleep perspective? Because I know people would be interested in do you have any case studies or reports there with the sleep side of things?
Yeah, sure. Last week there was a baby who was not able to sleep very well, and he was waking up all the time, and the mother gave the baby sleep water, and the baby slept the whole night and woke up in the morning at 5:40, the first time in his life. People with severe sleep disturbances, a female friend of my wife, for example, she wasn't able to sleep. I gave her water, one bottle. I just made it. We were for breakfast with them. I just made it, gave it to her. She slept perfectly the whole night. So if you take the water, the sleep water, we also have a sleep PEMF. You can always combine PEMF with water and other tools that we use. You sleep like a baby. And when we look at sleep, for example, when you have problems falling to sleep, it's high cortisol at night. You have no control about your stress levels just before you go to sleep. But many people just go to sleep and wake up at different times. It's either an organ or it's high stress levels in the evening, because research shows when you are stressed in the evening, you shift the cortisol pattern. You just make a cortisol spike at night, you know. So you can just influence the circadian rhythms of hormones. You can just drink melatonin if you want to. You can repair the anterior pituitary, you know, like the thalamus. You can go central. You can go into symptoms. You can do whatever you want to.
Awesome. So, Daniel, do you feel like I know there's a lot of amazing case studies. You've seen firsthand experience with people benefiting, but do you see there being, you know, a time in the future, where there's going to be some clinical trials, like, you know, studies conducted, or like, where do you think that's heading in that direction?
Well, they already did it. And if you think this technology is not researched, you're completely wrong. And they did it. Anton knows about it. They did it in Bulgaria and Russia. They did it over a period of more than a year. They did it with more than 2,000 individuals. They did it with clinical medicine, which means blood spots and whatever. And the success rate of the water in different settings was 91.7%. Clinical positive dynamics. Have you ever heard such a number? Oh, I've never heard it. So, and what we do right now, we're just about to start a testosterone study, which means I'm connected to a lab and we're taking salvia to test the testosterone, and then we put them on the water, and then after a few weeks we test them again. We have more than 40 people, and after that, when we see a result, we also will go into double blind and also into placebo. So you get a bottle with water and you don't know what you get. Only the head of the, you know, of the research knows who has the real water and who has not. So we will go into double blind placebo large-scale studies also very soon. And there's already a lot of research. So we are still talking about science. People won't believe it, but if you want to believe something, believe in creation, because that's very important. And when you want to talk about signals and frequency and information, it's very important to know the research and to know the processes. Otherwise, you come off as a very, very insane homeopathic psychopath, you know. So, and that's what we're... It's, you know, funny. Like dancing naked at full moon around a tree of a special kind is not the way we work. It's research. Anton is a very cool guy. He sat in this room right on the place next to me here and ate with me. So he's a cool guy, and it's research, it's science. He sent me a study about Prozac, where they gave mice Prozac signals. It's an antidepressant, and the mice in the animal testing just repeated the same patterns as the animals that got the true Prozac. And there's also research, very interesting, from Russia, that when you take, for example, 3 days the real substance, and then you start to simulate the substance, like you drink water with L-thyroxine, then you can just step by step reduce the dose of the medicine, keep the water in, and you will never take the medicine again. And this is research from Russia.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you create a placebo first, like you make the system used to the substance, and once it knows what it has to do, you just inform it with the signal from the substance, and it doesn't know the difference anymore. But it also works without the real substance. You can take antibiotics, and it works like antibiotics. There's research on fungus. There's research on parasites. And there's also research on viruses. So whatever you name in terms of infection, there's research about it. Mm-hmm. You can kill viruses with electromagnetic information easily, even mutations easily. It's just a calculation. It's just the number.
Mm. Interesting. Yeah. Part of how you were describing the dosage protocol there reminded me very much of homeopathy. I did study that. I almost graduated my naturopathy degree, and we studied homeopathy, studied it for a year. And I've never said this publicly because I'm scared about what people are going to think of, how I view homeopathy. But from my experience with various remedies, like phosphorus, acid phos, these are powerful. These are really, really powerful. And I've seen major, major shifts in my energy, salt cravings, because I've got salt cravings, and to help fix that,
Yes.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yes. It's the homeopathy. They know what they do, but they did it kind of a little bit esoteric somehow, in some way. And people just have prejudices, about the homeopathy, the esoteric stuff. So what Anton did was he kind of created a technical version, a digital version of medicine, of homeopathy. So I guess this is more acceptable. If you use your iPhone like I do right now, I can show it live. And you go on the platform, this is a very technical process. It's not like you have to steer 30 times in one direction, then the other one, then you have to just turn yourself around, turn upside down, you know what I mean. So, but homeopathy is right in terms of information. Yeah, no, I'm always like that.
Happy water.
Yeah, no, I'm not on happy water. I did microcurrent actually. So what I did was I used this little beast and programmed my brain.
This is a microcurrent, is it?
Yeah, microcurrent machine. This is what I did. But this is not the topic for today. This is the topic for today.
Yeah.
And when I go, for example, and want to fix my brain, like brain fog, I just type brain into the search function. Then you see the brain fog protocol. You just tap on it, select glowing IPC pad. Press start, it loads the information, and there you go. So easy.
So that's the audio jack, plugged in, direct into the actual IC pad, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, and this is mobile, so I can take the IC pad, put it in my pocket, and repair my brain just while I'm jogging. Or I can just load, for example, if you look for training, this is very interesting because training is our main focus. Training, performance, health. And if you just go on complexes, you can drink before you run. As a man, for example, you can drink the Testo training booster.
Yep.
Crealkaline, EPO, ginseng, growth hormone, testosterone. Okay. You can keep it a little bit more fitness-like. This is more, okay, a little bit more fitness-like. So it's like a guy on juice who takes some supplements as well.
Anastrozole, the classic aromatase inhibitor.
Yes, and brain boosting is very easy, for example. So what you see is it's so fast to change the systems and the ideas, For example, for kids, for school, very easy to use, very good for the brain. You know, Carnitine, a brain booster with different stuff, a memory enhancer, NAT ketones, piracetam, and proteolytic peptides from pig brains.
Oh, is that like cerebrolysin?
Yes, right, Anton?
Which one?
Now I can even program my brain with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but I stop it now because otherwise it's getting dangerous for you.
So if somebody wanted to submit for example, let's say they actually wanted to submit a particular vitamin or something, how would they go about that?
If they need something we don't have yet on the platform?
Yeah, like if they found something they want to add to the platform that people can benefit from, how do they go about that?
Yeah, at the moment they would need to send us substance or just tell what they need. Yeah, if we will be able to get it, we will make signal from it. But sometimes we just ask people to send us the substances if they're rare or like really expensive. Yeah, they would need to ship us the substance and we would make the signal.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome.
This is what they do all the time, actually.
Yeah, I was thinking about some of the compounds that, you know, are soon to be banned, for example, some of the WADA banned substances. I was thinking about because soon some of them are going to be, you know, difficult to access. One of them I've spoken about before, my favorite, it's from Russia as well. It's called Ladastin. Ladastin, it's a bromantane. It was, you know, used by Russians to improve athletic performance. I've used it numerous times and benefited dramatically, but... So in terms of, I'm curious to know, like, where do you guys see the next couple of years, like with the technology where it's at now, like, where do you guys see it going?
Good question. So how we see and what we plan, again, like most technology was developed by like crowdsource. We started from the core. Okay. There is what practitioners do in their offices. And we would like to add to the technology internet. So we're doing it and we kind of done it. And at this point, we would like to research with some specific substances to have like more results on, for example, testosterone, as Daniel mentioned, and also build better feedback system on the platform, because in some way, every person who comes on the Infopathy and use it, like little research lab, and we want to use power of like big community there to collect feedback and see what works the best for a specific person, what combinations. So in some way, it's almost like a, you know, movie platform. You watch movie, you like the movie, somebody who has the same interest, they want to see what you like and this kind of system. So in general, like the goal is to like make it wider with more substances, more protocols, and more efficient to understand what works the best. Some people, for example, they try use it once, like, okay, make a glass of water, and then they maybe will not see results right away. So we need to understand what exactly this person is needed, what is combination. And so far, what we see, and I think Daniel will add more about this, like people would need to use water, drink water a few times a day for like not only once, but this day, the next day, and again. Also, it all depends on their state, on their health. If they have something chronic, they would need to use it longer, and more time is needed to see like stronger results.
Awesome. Daniel, do you want to add anything? I'll just quickly, yeah.
You just turned me off, but I don't take it personal. I'm relaxed, you know. Happy water's good. But anyway, what do we see in terms of future? Yes, maybe some kind of online diagnostic tool as well, so the people get a better idea what they really need for themselves. I created a system. It's called EndoBalance, where I just take questionnaires of 30 pages and just go through all the systems, and then I create a kind of steps. For example. One of the first steps is to harmonize the brain and the stress axis, for example. you know, to take the trauma out of the hypothalamus, out of the pituitary, out of the sympathicus, out of the adrenals, out of the gut and whatever. And then you just kill the infections and then you rehab the organs and then you can detox or do whatever the person needs. This is the very long approach where you just see what the person has and you create steps to fix it. Because otherwise, if you do all at the same time, you have to drink all the time. You cannot do it. So you have to create steps. But we also have a very fast approach, which is you look, for example, at the three main health challenges you have. And then you just select one PEM, one complex for each of the three problems. And this is a very easy approach. Mm-hmm. And I create tables. And there are just the PEM, the IC, what they should do, blah, blah. And then you just click on the link. And then the platform opens up and you just download what you need. So it's a very nice way to do a digital medicine to keep people healthy, even if they're at home. You cannot see them personally, which is at this in the situation at the moment more than important.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. One thing that came to my mind just then was I'd be curious. Obviously, the testosterone one really fascinates me, but even blood sugar. Like, I'd love to know if you've seen any like anti-diabetic.
Yes, there's that. We sent you, if Anton says it's okay, I sent you the material about it. They gave the people a so-called glucophage IC, I guess it was. There was actually, it was a glucophage IC study. And what they saw is, and we have the study, so I sent them to you and you can take a look. They saw a drop of body fat of up to 35 kilograms in 1 year. They saw a normalization of HbA1c, like long-term and acute blood sugar. I did it myself. I just did some experiments. I ate sugar, I drank milk, I did whatever I could to increase blood sugar. I went up to 128. I drank the diabetes IC, I went down to 85 in 15 minutes.
Insane. What was in the diabetes IC? What was programmed?
Metformin, liraglutide, for example. Metformin, you know, insulin, bovine insulin analogs. Things to stabilize the liver function, because liver is very important in blood sugar stabilization. Things like adaptogens like ginseng, which modulates stress, which also modulates blood sugar. So you can do it easy, like one substance, metformin, or you can take every metabolic pathway that is included into high blood sugar, because you can eat zero carbs and get diabetic through stress, for example.
Yeah.
You know, this is the idea of the cortisol connection diet of Talbot, for example. So you can just do very simple approaches or very complex approaches, and it seems to work up to now every single time. Sometimes better, sometimes less, but it depends on what you have and why you have it. For example, if you have diarrhea and you drink the probiotic, it doesn't work. It might be a parasite, or it might be a virus, or it might be colitis, which is from stress, you know, which is not infectious. So you have to understand what you have, choose the right tools, and then you can fix it. The only two parameters in the studies that kind of showed it didn't work were the wrong water or not enough water. For example, if you have a back pain and it's not your lower back but the colitis, then, for example, something against lower back pain wouldn't help you. So if you drink, the message is easy. If you drink enough and if you drink the right signal, sooner or later you will have a better health.
Mm. And that was between 200 mil to 2 liters was the rough range. Was that right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
One glass to a large bottle, I would say.
Yeah. Geez. Well, I'm going to go get myself a continuous glucose monitoring device and cool. I'll start running some experiments on myself because that'll be very fascinating.
This is what we do all the time. You run around and then you think, okay, I need to test this. Then you measure your blood sugar, you know, then you do for whatever. You kind of do vision testing and look if lutein improves your vision, for example. You're just, it's the biohacking heaven.
Yeah.
You can just do things you would never be able to do, test them, find your results, and then just find out what works for you and what doesn't. You know, it's not like we say everything works all the time, but we see a very high percentage of success, and I would say more than 80%, even if you do something wrong in between. So even if you're a little bit kind of off track, you will still get results, you know.
Amazing. Well, Anton, did you have any final like words you wanted to add in or any points that you think is worth mentioning to my listeners at all?
Yeah, I would actually add like one of the frequently asked questions people usually ask about, again, how to use ICs, how many times a day to drink it, can I use different complexes in the same day. So regarding how many times a day to drink, we recommend at least 3 times a day and at least 50 milliliters. That's about 2 ounces. And also what some people were reporting, if they hold the water for some time in their mouth, they would, before the swallowing, they would have also like better effect. So if you hold in your mouth for at least 10 seconds and then swallow, that's good. And the next thing, whether you can combine different combinations during the day. Again, we suggest to focus on the 3 main health issues or health goals at one time. Like don't do everything together and mix, because also body has seems at limit. And you can put in water like many different signals, but somebody can take maybe a few complexes at the same time. Some can only one. But we, again, suggest to do 3 health areas at the same time. And you can create, for example, 3 complexes for those issues. And you can drink them during the day, one after another, also with at least 10 minutes apart from each other.
Okay. That's handy to know. Awesome. Daniel, did you have any final additions or words you wanted to add?
Oh, yes. I would recommend everyone to visit Anton's homepage, www.infopathy.com. Why? Because when you look at research, this is the therapy, the medicine of the future. And this is not something we say, but if you look, for example, at Alberto Folletti's work, who is also a great scientist, he says it's cheap, it's not dangerous, it's mass available everywhere in the world, even in Africa, they have internet. So you just need at least a little bit of water and an internet connection and an IC pad, and then you can do whatever you want to. And we can even go into things that are not possible with these technologies. So you can combine homeopathy with allopathy, whatever you want to, even genetics if you like. So everyone should dive into the research, learn about it, and not limit themselves by believing or wrong beliefs that are just socialized. So just open your mind, open your heart, and you will find out that there's a deep truth behind what Anton does, and it's deeply connected to the universe, to creation, to what makes you existing in this world. So believe in creation and know about science. This is amazing. A very good combination.
Well said, Daniel.
Also, a little word. I just wanted to thank Daniel and thank whole team. Thank my wife, who is the biggest part of all this platform and big contribution of creating it. Mm. Yeah, because everything is just develops with the people who are users. That's all feedback and all the requests, what comes, their contribution. Mm. It's technically how I see it, crowdsourced project.
Amazing. Yeah, well done, guys. And for those listening in, if they want to know, I'll be linking the InfoPathy device in the show notes in the video description. This will be on YouTube. I'll be linking to that there. I've already got information about the device, the InfoPathy device, so that'll be on my website. So, guys, just thanks so much for coming on the show. I think this is going to blow my audience away. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of skeptics listening in, but, I mean, Daniel, I think you've said enough with the case study, the research, the evidence. So, yeah, thanks again for coming on the show, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lucas. Thanks for having the chance to tell the people about this beautiful technology.
Thanks.
Thank you, everyone, for joining in to today's episode. For in-depth show notes and lessons learned, visit nofilter.media/boostyourbiology.
This has been a No Filter Media production.
Say what you want.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.